The question of disease requires our most careful attention, especially in an age of AIDS, avian flu, Ebola, and other emerging diseases. Growing populations throughout history have been repeatedly set back by devastating epidemics. New diseases have hit human populations for at least three reasons. First, diseases have been carried from one population to another when two formerly separated societies are brought together through conquest and trade. The virgin population, being exposed to the disease for the first time, can be devastated. It seems likely, for example, that the opening of Silk Route trade between the Roman Empire and the Han Dynasty of China also carried disease to Europe, with devastating consequences for the Roman Empire's population. The increased Asian-European trade of the 14th century, made possible by the harsh peace imposed by the Mongols, also occasioned the introduction of bubonic plague into Europe, which caused several catastrophic epidemics, including the Black Death of 1347 to 1351. The Spanish conquests of the Americas after Columbus's voyages brought smallpox, measles, and other Old World diseases to the New World, contributing to the catastrophic collapse of the indigenous populations. Second, diseases may require a minimum threshold of population size or density to support ongoing transmission of the disease. Therefore, a rise in human population size or density can expose the population to a disease that previously could not be sustained in the population. The advent of agriculture, for example, resulted in the transmission of countless diseases that require higher human densities than occur in hunter-gatherer societies. Malaria is an example of a massive killer that probably took on its modern killer form around 5,000 years ago with the introduction of settled farming in Africa. Until settled agriculture, hunter-gatherer communities in Africa were too small and sparsely settled to support the sustained transmission of malaria. Urban life similarly supports the spread of numerous diseases, such as measles, that require higher population densities than occur in agricultural settlements. Therefore, throughout history, when societies achieved breakthroughs in farming that enabled the growth of an urban population, the initial spread of urbanization was often set back by bouts of infectious diseases. Third, shifting patterns of human settlements bring societies into new contacts with animal species that harbor infectious diseases that can then mutate and jump to human populations. The result can be a zoonotic disease, meaning an infectious disease transferred from an animal population to the human population. The AIDS epidemic is such a zoonosis. Careful genetic reconstruction of the history of AIDS suggests that the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which causes AIDS, is a mutation of a simian immunodeficiency virus, SIV, carried by chimpanzees. SIV does not harm the chimpanzees, but HIV, of course, has killed more than 25 million humans. It seems likely that HIV emerged sometime around 1930 in West Africa, when an African chimpanzee hunter, or an eater of bushmeat, was inadvertently exposed to SIV, which in turn mutated to enable human-to-human transmission. In the end, none of the calamitous epidemics fully extinguished human populations, except perhaps in local areas, and societies often bounced back in a relatively brief span. The Renaissance of Europe followed the Black Death by a few decades, and some historians have even surmised that the much-reduced human population densities in Europe and the attendant disruptions of medieval life actually favored the onset of creativity of the Renaissance. One long-term reason for survival of the human species has been evolutionary adjustments in the human population in the face of the new diseases, because natural selection favors genetic traits that are protective against the diseases. Pathogens similarly have evolved in some cases to become less lethal over time. Societal responses, such as more effective methods of quarantine, perhaps also played some role in protecting human populations even before the age of modern medicine. For whatever reason, some of history's worst killers, such as bubonic plague, largely disappeared from the scene without any clear or decisive societal countermeasures that can fully explain the disappearance. Given all that can go wrong with human life, crop failures, war, epidemic diseases, it is no surprise that the underlying long-term trend of global population increase was punctuated by repeated disasters, including the Black Death, the decimation of indigenous American populations after 1492, the flu epidemic after World War I that killed 20 to 40 million people, and the AIDS pandemic today. Climate shocks, such as the Little Ice Age after 1600, similarly led to hunger, disease, and bouts of population decline. Through it all, the long-term ascent of the human population continued, as societies around the world gradually took control of local ecosystems and gradually improved their abilities to grow food, clear forests, harness wind and water, and squeeze out the habitats of other species. Yet after a long, gradual, and rocky ascent, all was to change with the onset of the modern era.